Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Reishis Hagez, Halacha Hey. In middle of paragraph Tes, in my version, it's a subparagraph. Avol Afal Pikein Omar Loi Vesochicho Tavoid. We're in the middle of a discussion regarding Yitzchak Avinu wanting at first to give the brachas to Esav and then ending up giving it to Yaakov Avinu instead. And then Esav showing up and crying, screaming, crying, do you still have a bracha for me? So Rav Nosson Zal says now, Aval Afal Pikein Omar Loi Vesochicho Tavoid. Even though Yitzchak Avinu did give Esav a bracha, you'll live by the sword, etc., but he still said, you will serve your brother. Ki kol zman shein hapegam godol biyoser, because so long as the learning, the people who are studying Torah Shebal Peh and are studying it improperly, sheloi lishma, as long as it's not terrible, adayin muchroch Esav lihiyos nichna liyakov, then Esav still must be subservient to Yaakov. Bechinas vesochicho tavoid, as the pasuk says. Rak sheyesh loy koyach lichyos becharboy neged shar homos. It's just that Esav has power to live by the sword and use it against other nations. Avoloy neged Yisrael shem b'nei Yaakov, but not against the Jewish people who are referred to as b'nei Yaakov. Ki Yaakov bevadai yesh loy shnei hakoches, because Yaakov Avinu, the Jewish nation, definitely has both powers. Hein bepiv, both the power of the mouth, the power of tefillah and Torah. Hein becherev, and so too the power of the sword. Shehu bechinas smoil, which is associated with the left side, as we've been learning. Ki gam hakoyach shel hasmoil bechinas cherev, Hakoil nimshach mimenu kanal, because as we've been learning previously, even the power of the left, the sword, also comes from the tzaddik emes. Rak, however, v'hoyo kasher torid, Yaakov Avinu said to Esav that if your brother will chas v'shalom remove from himself the oil Torah, the oil mitzvahs, if he won't have the right relationship with Hashem, oz uforakto uloy me'al tzavarecho, then you, the nation of Esav, will be able to remove the yoke. You will not have to serve your brother anymore. You'll be able to remove that yoke from your neck. Shezeh marameis al hagolus hamar ha'achron hazeh. This is alluding to the bitter, long exile that we're going through today. Shehu b'chinas golus Esav hu Edoim, which is the fourth golus, the final one, which is referred to as the golus of Esav, Edoim. Hainu, kasher torid, kishetizgaber, ad sheteired la'oimek hayerida, when you, Esav, will become so powerful that you'll be able to push the Jewish people down to the lowest yerida, shenofa l'shom ho ashirus Yisrael, where the wealth of the Jewish people has fallen down there, shenimshach mismoil, which comes from the left side. How? Al yidei oitzem hapigomim shel hacholkim, as a result of the tremendous damage that's caused by those people who oppose the true tzaddikim. The pasuk says in Eicha, what happened is that the Jewish nation went down. Ploim means in a wondrous way, you know, incredibly. We went very, very far down. And Rabbeinu Zal writes in Sichos Saran, Shehu bechinas ma sheha alofim, shem bechinas hoashirus, yordu ploim. Rabbeinu Zal writes that the word ploim is the same letters as the word alofim, that when the Jews go down, the thousands go down with us. The thousands meaning the wealth also goes down. Terribly down. Kamei shekosu b'sichos avakdoshim, as we find in Sichos Aran, paragraph 4. Vayidei ze biatzmoi Yilecha Yerida Umemshala. And as a result of this, as a result of the people who are opposing the true tzaddikim, especially the Lamdanim, people who learn Torah Shebal Peh, and then that results in the whole Jewish people having a major Yerida and the wealth also going down tremendously, this is what will empower Esav to have Radia Umemshala, to have power, authority. Oz uforakta uloi me'al tzavarecha. And then you, Esav, will be able to remove the yoke from your neck, meaning you will not have to be subservient anymore to the Jewish people. Shetucha limshel gam negdom. You'll be able to rule not just against other nations, but even against the Jewish people. That is to rule over the other nations and to rule over the Jewish people. And now Rav Nosson Zal explains a number of interesting things. V'alkein b'chol ha-golius ha-rishaynois she-hoyu me-ha-umais acheirois lo-hoyo ha-golius misarech kol kach. Based on what we're learning now, you'll be able to understand why in all the previous exiles, the exile in Egypt, the exile with Bavel, 70 years, the exile of Yavon, Paros u'Modai, it wasn't anywhere near as long as the exile we're going through now, which is over 2,000 years. Ki hisgabru Yisrael negdom b'shtei habechinois, because the Jewish people were able to overpower their enemies in both ways, b'peh u'b'cherev, with their mouth, with their power of tefillah and Torah, and with the actual sword. Because although the Gemara does say that our power, our strength is only in our mouth, that's the wording of the Gemara. We know throughout in Kabbalah and Hasidus that the lower level is always automatically included in the upper level. The upper level automatically has whatever the lower level has in it. Ubevadai hacherev shehu bechinas smoil nichlal biyamin. And therefore, definitely, the power of the sword, the weapons, the physical weapons, is included in the right side, which is the tefillah, the Torah. Al yidei hatzadikim sheoiskem batorah b'shtei habechinas. Through the tzaddikim who are studying Torah in both ways, to the right, 99.9% of the time they're to the right, and that rare, those rare occasions where they must deviate to the left in order to make the connection to draw parnasa and wealth to the world. Ukamei shematzino bekama melchamos she'osu Yisrael b'cherev neged ha'umos v'nitzchum. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see in many different wars that the Jewish people fought against their enemies with the sword, with actual weapons, and they defeated the enemies. Bifrat Dovra Melech alav shalom, especially Dovra Melech. V'chein Malchei Beis Chashmonoi b'mei Bayis Sheni, and so too the Chashmonoim, when it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, when they did battle against the Greeks. And this paragraph is so extremely important because this question comes up many times. Are the Jewish people supposed to have an army? Or if we were just daven more, it could be we wouldn't need the army, etc., etc. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki af al pi she'osku ha'ikar b'tfilu b'tachnunim, because although these tzaddikim, Dovr HaMelech, the Chashmonoim, focused mostly on tefillah, they put most of their effort and hope in tefillah, aval osku gam becherev u'melchama. However, they were also involved in with the sword and with physical battle. Why? Why was it necessary if they're davening and learning? Ki kishein halimud mezukach legamri betachles hashlemus, because when the learning isn't on the highest possible level, pure to the highest degree of purity, Rak she'ein ha-pegam godol kol kach, it's just that the negative is not so terrible. V'ha-tzadikim ma'alim ha-halochay she'nafnu b'fi ha-cholk ma'amadab ramosog, and the tzadikim are involved in elevating those laws of the Torah which fell into the mouths of those people who oppose tzaddikim. And they take those words of the Torah and they turn it into fire against tzaddikim, to speak against tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim, when they hear those words, they're able to take it and reformat it, put it back into halachos and elevate it. However, unfortunately, nowadays, or in many cases, the tzaddikim are not powerful enough to elevate those words and to refine them to the highest degree of perfection. And then, even though the other nations use this against us, this empowers them, Veroitzim Limshal Israel, and they want to rule over the Jewish people, Azai Yesh Koyach LiYisrael LeHisgaber Negdom B'Fihem B'Tfila V'Torah. In these kind of circumstances, the Jewish people have the ability to overpower our enemies with our mouth, with Torah and Tfila. Avol Tzrichem LeHishtamesh Gam B'Cherev. However, we also have to use the sword. We also have to use physical weapons, a physical army, because the refinement, the tikkun, is not complete. It's not perfect. And this makes it possible, again, when the tzaddikim are doing what they need to do, and the Jewish people are davening and learning, but it's not to perfection, we still, the Jewish nation has power to defeat our enemies using the sword, using the weapon, b'tseruf ha'tfila ba'peh, in conjunction, together with verbal tfila, shehu ha'ikar, which is the main thing. Ki Yisroel shekiblu ha'toira, yesh lehem shnei ha'koyches kanal. Because the Jewish people who receive the Torah from Hashem, we have both powers. We have the power of the mouth, and we have the power of the sword. V'alkein, kol ha-pilpul ba-Torah shebal-peh, nikrut m'shem milchoma v'cherev. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why when you look in the Gemara and other places, when it speaks about rabbis debating discussions in Torah Shebal Peh, in Gemara and Halacha, it's referred to as Milchama, and it's referred to sharpen your sword and come, let's hear what you have to say. Kamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chagor Charbecha al Yorech Gibor Choydcha Vadarecha. Attach your sword to your thigh, you powerful one. And again, it's referring to learning Torah, battle, the getting into the battles of Torah. Uchsiv ish harboy al yarecha, and as it says in Shira Shirim, referring to those who surrounded Shlomo HaMelech, each one had his sword attached to his thigh. Shezeh ne'mar al milchamto shel Torah. These psukim are referring to the battles that take place in Torah. K'maisham Rabbi Senesal, as Rashi points out over there in these psukim. Ki kol ha-milchomois she-milchomim ha-oiskim ba-Torah, ze-im-ze, me-riboy ha-machloikis, because all the battles that people have in Torah, people arguing and debating different issues, because of the fact that there is so much machloikis, there's so much lack of clarity. Sheze oiser veze matir, ze metame veze metayer. Every topic in Torah, you see there's two opinions. There's one that says you're allowed, not allowed, forbidden, kosher. Hakol nimshach rak mebechino hanal. The reason for all of this machlokis, the reason for all of this lack of clarity, is because of what we've been learning here. Machma shebechol doyer nofal halimud beyoiser, ve'eno mezukach kolkach, v'aydezen israbah hamachlokis. Because as time has gone on, as generations have come, the learning, the level of learning has gone lower and lower, and it's not so pure. And as a result, unfortunately, there's constant debate. People are always disagreeing. There's always opposing opinions. Kamoisham Rabbi Sein Zal, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 88, She'ad Shammai v'Hillel lo yhoyo machlokes. Up until the time of Shammai and Hillel, there was no machlokes. People were able to agree, people were able to come to the same conclusions in learning Torah, to the same decisions. U'misherobu talmidehem, however, in the next generation, when both Shammai and Hillel had many students, she'loi shimshu kol tzorkom, who didn't spend enough quality time with their rabbis. They weren't close enough to their rabbis to get the clarity of Torah that their rabbis had. As a result of that, nisrabe hamachlokes. Now things became less clear, and everybody is disagreeing. Everybody, this one says the rabbi said like this, and this one says the rabbi said like that. Venasis hatoiro kishtei toiros. And the Gemara says it became as if there's two toiros, you know, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, two different religions, chas v'shalom. Aval af al pikein, however, despite this, machma shekevonosam hoyo l'shamayim, because they were sincere and their intentions were pure, they weren't arguing for the sake of arguing, heimoysim tikunim gedoylim b'milchamtam b'torah. These rabbis accomplished major tikunim through their battle in Torah, all their battles, all their disagreements. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says, lo yevoishu ki yedabru es oivim bashar. They will not be embarrassed, you know, when they speak with their enemies at the gate. Kama shomra by Sein Zal, and as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Taf Lamed, just a moment. The Gemara asks, "My oivin bashar, Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, afilu ho'ov ubenoi harav v'talmidoi she'oisken b'toyra b'shar echot." Nasu oivin ze ze, even a father and son, or a rabbi and student, when they're learning together, when they're learning and they get to a disagreement and they're battling, they become like enemies, you know, battling. Ve'enom zozem ishom achenasim oyavim ze ze. However, the battle doesn't finish, isn't completed until they become friends again. They get to a level of being able to agree on one opinion. But initially, major battles. It's like it's like two enemies battling each other. Me'achar shekol kavanosam levarer ha'halocha lamitosa. Since their whole intention was simply to clarify the halacha, to get to know what the Torah really means and what the Torah really wants us to do. Vazai al yidei shechoygrim chalkam emocham teshal Torah l'shem shamayim. And then, when people are learning for the right reasons and properly, then they as a result of them preparing their swords in the battle of Torah, as a result of that, that gives them the power also to prepare their swords to go out and do battle against our enemies. That's what helps our physical weapons to be able to defeat our enemies. And this is why we find also, we touched on this earlier, regarding Dovid HaMelech and Novel. Novel was a wealthy person who Dovid HaMelech and his army offered them protection and helped them in many ways. And then at one point in time when Dovid HaMelech needed food for his army, and he asked Novel, he sent a messenger to Novel, could you give us some food? Novel sent back a message with tremendous chutzpah. Who are you? A slave who thinks he's a king? All kinds of derogatory remarks to Avram, to Dovid HaMelech, etc. So it says Dovid HaMelech got so enraged. Vayachkor charboi. Dovid HaMelech prepared his sword. Vayachkoru gam heim. And they also, his soldiers, also prepared their swords. V'dorshu Rabbi Senuzal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, page 36, Shedonu b'Sanhedrin. This doesn't mean physical battle. They didn't want to kill Novel, who was a Jew. This means that they discussed the question Novel wanted to bring up, that David HaMelech isn't even a qualified Jew. His grandmother was Rus, who comes from Moav, and the Torah says we're not allowed to accept converts from Moav. But Novel was mistaken. It says we're not allowed to accept male converts from Moav, but female converts we are allowed to accept. Shedonu b'Sanhedrin, v'chogar b'dinoi, sheze nikro chagiras cherev. They girded their swords in the battle in Torah. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'ein mikro yoytzi midei pshutoi. You cannot take the pasuk out of its literal meaning either, which means, ki gam begashmius chogar charboi lihilochem benaval, kamuvan sham beparsha. Because in addition to the Torah battle that was taking place here, of David HaMelech wanting to prove to Novel that he is a qualified Jew 100%, in addition to that, David HaMelech told his soldiers, let's go and we're going to wipe him out, this despicable character. Kishnehem emes ushnehem echod. Because both interpretations are true and both of them go together, both of them are one. Kalyidei shechogar charboi batoira levarer hahalocha lamitasa.
As a result of David HaMelech preparing his sword, preparing his weapons, his spiritual weapons, to do the battle, the Torah battle, to delve into the Torah, to be able to prove his authenticity as a Jew, as a king and everything, as a result of that, he was also able to prepare his physical weapons to go attack and destroy any opposition, especially Novel, these opponents of the true tzaddik of David HaMelech. Shehem bechinas Novel, v'lovan u'kiyotze. Those who are chaylik against the tzaddik, who were Novel, Lovan, and other characters like them. Question in the chat. How are the Birurim done before Hillel and Shammai's time, if not via Torah learning? It was done via Torah learning. It's just that up until Hillel and Shammai, when people learned Torah, they were able to both see things the same way. They were able to both be mechaving to the emes of Torah, and they didn't have to disagree. They didn't find reasons to disagree. From when the students of Hillel and Shammai came into being, that's where the unclarity began, and that's where the disagreements began.
Good morning, Rav Nosson. Question. Yes. Rav Nosson Sol here writes that all machlokos, I want to get clear which direction is it going from. In other words, there's holy machlokos, l'shem shamayim, and then that somehow devolves into the physical world to cause unholy machlokas. And then over here, he's saying that unholy machlokas sort of causes a different kind of machlokas. When he says, kol machlokas shenilchan ha'oskim b'torah zem zem meriboy ha'machlokas. In other words, which way does it work? Is it coming from a holy machlokas devolving into unholy machlokas, or is an unholy machlokas then influencing Torah learning machlokas?
The answer is normally it's the first one, that as a result of the fact that the students of Shammai and Hillel, in other words, that next generation, was not on the same level of purity, that resulted in machloikas d'kedusha, and then when the Sitra Achra gets involved more, and there are people who are learning Torah, but still Rav Nosson Zal said they were learning for the right reasons. They just didn't have that original clarity, and as a result, there was this disagreements. But then, when people started learning Torah Shebal Peh, who were learning loy lishma, really loy lishma, for kovod lekanta, all of those reasons, that's what really weakened Klal Yisrael. That's what took things to a whole other level.
Thank you.
Yeah. Question in the chat, if like today, the army is mostly irreligious,
can this still be considered as two forces fighting together, some with Torah and Tefillah, and some with actual weapons, as described? And does this mean that both are equally necessary? The answer is, it would seem yes, yes. That based on our circumstances today, based on the fact that the learning is not on the highest, highest levels, and there is all of this, therefore we need both, and both are very, very important. Now, Rav Nosson Zal did say that the Ikar is the Tefillah. They're not equal. That the Ikar is the Tefillah and the Torah. So we don't say they're equal, we say they're both necessary. They are both necessary. Paragraph Yud. Vze sheyotzo hamalach neged Bilam harosha v'charboi shlufa biyodai. And this explains also what we see back again in the story of Bilam, which we were learning before. That when Bilam was going to he wanted to go to curse the Jews, and his donkey several times went off course. And then at one point it says that the donkey saw an angel in front of him, and the angel had his sword held up in his hand. Ki heroloi she Yisrael yesh lahem gam koyach hacherev shebismoel. The Malach was showing Bilam that the Jewish people also have the power of the sword, which comes from the left side. Ki hasmoel nichlal b'yamin. Because as we said before, the right is stronger than the left usually. And therefore the right includes in it whatever the left has. V'alkein omar loi. And that's why the Malach said to Bilam, Ato roitze lahachlef umanuscha. You are one of the goyim. Your power is supposed to be the sword. And yet, you're coming against the Jews with your mouth. You want to change the deal, and you want to attack the Jews with your mouth. Ki halo Yisrael yesh lahem beiz hakoychais. Because the Jewish people have both powers, the power of the tefillah and Torah, and the power of the sword. V'alkein sochaku mimenu kulam. And that's why the people that were with Bilam at the time all laughed at him, Kishomar, when he said to his donkey, Lu yesh chere biyodi, if I had a sword in my hand, I'd kill you. Va'omru, they said to Bilam, what are you saying? Ato hoilech la'akor umoshlemo bepicho. You're traveling now. Bullock has invited you and offered you all kinds of wealth to go and curse the Jews with your mouth. Hainu shesochaku mimenu, meaning they were laughing at Bilam. V'amru, they said, Haloyim hoya labola koyach neged Yisrael b'cherev, bevadai loy hoya sheleach acharecho ha'hedyoim. If Balak thought that he could use physical weapons against the Jews, he wouldn't have sent for you. You're not Hercules. You're not the great savior physically. Ki yesh loy chayil harbe achuzei cherev. Bolak had a major army of swordsmen. Ach kvar ro Bolak vehevin shekeneged Moshe v'Yoshua ein koyach l'shum uma v'loshein. However, Bolak had already seen and realized that to go up against Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoshua, that the greatest armies in the world couldn't do it. Kasher ro b'melchemes Sichon v'Og, as they saw these two incredible, powerful nations, Sichon and Og, were defeated by the Jews. Rak choshav lamoid negdom ba'odom shekoyche b'piv. Therefore, Balak understood, fighting a physical war, no chance of success against the Jews. The only chance is their power, their greater power is in their mouth. I got to find somebody who has a powerful mouth. One whose power and ability to do battle against the Jews is only through his mouth. By speaking against the tzaddik. However, now we see that in a debate with your donkey, you can't even win the debate, you know, with your mouth. מחמשיש קויח למוישה להלויס הדיבור אפילו מהאוסוין שם שטויס לשום. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was so powerful that he had the ability to elevate and bring forth speech from the donkey, where Bilam had brought the speech all the way that far down. He put his speech, he put his energy into the donkey. Ad she'ato mevakesh cherev negdo, to the point where you're searching for a sword to kill the donkey with. Eich tuchal neged Yisrael. How in the world do you stand a chance against the Jewish people? She'koicham godol b'shnei habachinois, who are very powerful in both areas, in the mouth and in the sword. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us back to today again, paragraph Yud Aleph. Avol ato, however, now, ba'avoinoisenu harabim, due to our many sins, Bagolus so'achron hazeh, during this final exile that we're going through, shenimshach misinas chinom u'machloikes shohoyo bebayis sheni, which the Gemara tells us that this golus began as a result of unwarranted hate and machloikes in the Jewish people. K'moshom Rabbi Seinu, as the Gemara says in Yuma, page 9, V'chein alitei ha-machloikes shal ha-tzadikei emes b'chol doer. And in addition, as a result of the machloikes against tzadikim in each and every single generation, ad she-nishlach ho-emes arza, to the point where the truth has been thrown down to the floor. V'chol ha-shakronim v'horishoim mizgabrim al yedei ha-talmidei chachonim horechoikim minikudas emes. And all kinds of liars and wicked people are gaining power as a result of the Talmid Chacham, people who learn in Gemara, who are far from the real truth, and they're not learning for the right reasons. They're not learning to come closer to Hashem. They're not learning to become better people. Al hagolus hazeh ne'amar, it's about this exile that we are going through now, that the pasuk says in Eicha again, vatered peloim, that we've gone down wondrously. Bechinas v'hoyo kasher torid, as Yaakov Avinu said to Esav, that when the Jews will be torid, when they'll go down, then you'll be able to overpower them. V'ato, and now, kol tikvosenu sheyistakin hakol b'shleimus al yidei Moshiach tzidkenu shiyofa b'mher b'menu. And therefore, our only hope now is that everything will be corrected completely through Moshiach, who we hope is going to come very soon, sheyuchal leired lo'oime kayerida v'hanefila shel adibor shel hilchas ha-Torah, who will have the ability to go down, all the way down, 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 to that low place where the words of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the words of the Gemara have been pushed down to. Shenoflu ato lemato lemata moed, which has fallen very, very far down. Ad shemedabrim cherufim vegidufim veleitzonus al tzadike ukshere emes, to the point where these people who are learning Gemara, and some of them even learning a little bit of halacha, are used speaking all kinds of insults and derogatory terms and sarcasm and making fun of tzaddikim and the religious people. Shelo hoyo kazois me'olam. Rav Nosson Zal says it was never like this. He's talking about what went on during his time, the terrible, terrible machlokes against Hasidim, number one, from the time of the Baal Shem Tov. And then when Rabbeinu Zal came onto the scene, the super terrible machlokes against Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Nosson Zal. V'hu yochoy leireid gam leshon. Moshiach will have the ability even to go that far down. Ulahalois hadiburim mishon. And to elevate the words of Torah even from that far down. Ulavararam, and to refine them, to repair them. B'chachmosay haniflo, with his wondrous wisdom. V'lasis mehem halachis, and to turn those words back into halachos. Uliyached yichudim nifloim al yidei zeh, and thereby bring about, like Rabbi Nizal says on the Kudimran in chapter 12, which this halach is based on, they'll be able to bring about incredible yichudim between Hashem and the Shekhinah, the chibuk and the nishuk and the zivuk that we spoke about. Vayidei zeh yistaken hakol, and through this, everything will be repaired. And now we understand the words that Bilam said when he was prophesying about what's going to happen all the way at the end of time. He said, "V'Yisrael oisa choyel." The Jewish people will make power. The word choyel means power, success. V'targumoi v'Yisrael yatzlach benichsin. The Jewish people will be successful in their wealth, in their parnasa. Hainu oitzem ho ashirus sheyil Yisrael. This is referring to the great wealth that the Jewish people will have. Al yedei veyerd miyakov vehevid sorid meir veyerd daika shemoshiach yer roide umoishel bakoil. Moshiach will rule. The word veyerd means to go down, and the word redu also means to rule. Moshiach will rule over everyone al yedei b'chinas veyerd daika, specifically through his ability to go down. Shemoshiach ye roide umoishel bakoil, sheyuchal leireid lo'oimek hayerida. Moshiach will have the ability to go down to the deepest, lowest place, lahalois misham hahalochis, and to elevate from there the halochis that have fallen down there. Shezeh b'chinas veyerd miyom ad yom, as the pasuk says. Sheyuchal leireid le'imke yamim utahoymos. He will have the ability to go down to the deepest, deepest places where no one would imagine that there's things down there. Lahalois misham kol ha'halochos v'chol ha'nitzoytzos shenaflu l'makom shenaflu, and be able to elevate from there all the halochos and all the holy sparks that fell all the way down there, al yidei pigam abris, as a result of people chas v'shalom sinning in the area of bris, ki zeh tolui bozeh kanal, because as we learned earlier, these two go together. Speaking against tzaddikim goes together with pigam abris. V'hu yalev yevarer hakol, and Moshiach will elevate and refine and correct and purify all of this. Any questions? V'alkein, Moshiach lo yasoik b'shum milchama becherev. And therefore, the Torah tells us that Moshiach will not have to use any physical weapons at all. Kiim bapel levad. His weapon, his power, will be his mouth. Kama shekosav b'simen beis, as Rabbi Nizal writes in chapter 2 of Likutei Moharan, shekol klei zayin shel Moshiach, v'chol hamelchomoy sheyichbosh, hakoil b'tfila levad. That the weapons of Moshiach, all the weapons of Moshiach, and all the victories that he's going to achieve, are all going to be accomplished only through tefillah. Ukama shekosav, as it says clearly in Yeshaya Navi, lo yisu goy al goy cherev, lo yimdu ad melchama, that when Moshiach will come, no nation will lift up a sword to another nation. They won't be learning war anymore. Sheyevatel hamelchamos. The wars will come, the physical wars will come to an end. V'acherev afilu mibein ha'umais. Even among the nations. Today, everyone's fighting. Everyone is fighting. V'chol zeh al yidei sheyale kol ha'halochais mokim shenaflu kanal. And all of this Mashiach will accomplish through his ability to go down into the low places and elevate from there all the halachos that have fallen down there. Kama shekosav shom ba'isa yinyan, as it says over there in the Navi, in that topic, the pasuk we just quoted earlier, shemasol, it begins by saying, v'hoyo ba'achar isayomim Nochon yeh har beis Hashem. It will be at the end of time that the house of Hashem will be solid, the Beis Hamikdash from which all clarity of Torah comes forth. V'yoreinu midrachav, and Hashem will teach us from His paths. Ki mitzion teitzei soira, v'shofat ben agoyim, and Hashem will judge among the goyim. V'chitetu charvoisam le'itim, and the goyim will crush up their swords. They'll destroy their swords. There won't be any more physical battles. Hainu shekol hatikun yia al yidei ha-beis hamikdash. The entire tikkun will be accomplished through that har beis Hashem, the beis hamikdash. Shemisham teitzei Torah. From there will come forth Torah. Udvar Hashem zu halocha brura. This Torah and Dvar Hashem refers to clear halocha. And there'll no longer be the insults or the machloikis, the opposition. There'll be a tremendous peace in the world. And through this, everything will be repaired, everything will be fixed. Now,
Rabbi Moshe, question?
Question, please. Yes.
So, Nassim, a few paragraphs before, said that the goes are Rishonos, that they needed to use the sword. We had the Torah and Tefillah, but the Torah and Tefillah wasn't perfected, so we needed the sword in addition to the Torah and Tefillah. And now he said that in our days with our Avonos, we need Mashiach. So, today, we don't have Mashiach. Are we in the Golius Rishonis, that we need the Torah and Tefillah, that we need the Cherev in addition to the Torah and Tefillah? Or are we, like you said, at the Bavosinu Arabim, we're in such a difficult situation that the Cherev isn't going to help us? Can you help understand that?
He's telling us how desperately we need Mashiach. We see that with our Cherev and with our Torah and Tefillah, you know, we're still going through every day. People are being killed, Rahman al-Islam. And we're not winning the war. We haven't won the war, Rahman al-Islam. So he's telling us that until Moshiach comes, that's going to be the situation. When Moshiach comes, he's going to repair everything, and people, the Goyim will put down all their weapons, and the Yidden will no longer have to fight with physical weapons at all. But until then, unfortunately, we have to use both, and with both, we see we're still struggling in a very big way. Yeah. Now, Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the story of Pinchas, paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh b'chinas kol ma'ase Pinchas im Zimri. Based on what we're learning here, we're going to understand a whole major new insight into what happened with Zimri, who was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, who the Midianites, when Bilam saw that all of his attempts to curse the Jews did not succeed, he went and he told Balak, let me give you some real advice. If you want to defeat the Jewish people, you have to get them to fall into Pegam HaBris. And Balak said, no problem, we'll take our girls, our women, my own princesses, and send them out. If this will bring about the downfall of the Jewish people, we're willing to be mafkir, our own daughters, to go commit znus with the Jewish people in order to bring about their downfall. And they sent the chief princess, Cosby Basur, and they told her, your mission is to get the leader. If you can get the leader to fall, then the Jews won't have any chance. She said, how will I recognize the leader? They said to her, when the leader comes, everybody stands up. When you see thousands of people standing up, you'll know that that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened was, she saw a leader, and she saw thousands of people standing up, but it was Zimri ben Salu, who was the leader of Shevet Shimon, 24,000 families, 24,000 people. So she thought he was Moshe Rabbeinu, and she used her seductive powers. And we'll see soon, Zimri himself was vulnerable to all of this. And Rachmana Litzlan, as we'll see, Ki Zimri choto venofal lepegam habris ma'oid. Zimri sinned and fell into a very, very serious pegam habris. V'choto borabim be'isur gomor v'chomor ma'oid. And he sinned publicly in one of the worst forms of sin, be'nashgaz. The Gemara calls it nashgaz. Nida, shifcha, goya, zoyna. These are all women who are completely forbidden to a Jew. V'loy dayloy bozeh. And if that wasn't enough, that Zimri went ahead and committed an act publicly with this woman, Kozbi, this non-Jewish woman. Kiyam hoisif risha al rishasoi. He added evil to his previous evil. V'rotzo lahachshil es Yisrael limroid b'moshe Rabbeinu. And he wanted to try to get the Jewish people to rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ulohoez ponim kol kach negdoi. And he showed such incredible chutzpah to Moshe Rabbeinu, at Shehevias Hamidyon Eseilov, to the point where he brought this evil woman in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hischel palpelimoy, and he started arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu, having a Gemara argument. Zu asuro materis. He started off asking a shayla, am I allowed to be with this woman or not? And if you're going to say I'm not, what do you mean? You married a Midianite woman. What's wrong? Im toimra asura, if you're going to say she's forbidden, how are you allowed to be able to marry Tzipora, the daughter of Yisrael? Oy loy, oy lenafshoy, ulechol mi shoholech b'derech haskazeh. Woe is to this Zimri, woe is to his soul, and woe is to anybody who follows this path of doing sins and then trying to behave with chutzpah in front of the tzaddik. It's not bad enough that you, Zimri, fell to the terrible low place that you fell. To the disgusting, filthy desire to be with this non-Jewish woman who's prepared to make herself so loose. On top of that, you want to make believe you're a Talmud Chacham and you're going to debate with Moshe Rabbeinu? Ki'ilu hu mefalpe limoy ba'alocha, as if he's going into a debate, a halachic debate with Moshe Rabbeinu? V'roitze lo hichiach al pidarkei haloimdim, ki'ilu hi muteres? And Zimri wants to try to prove, like using Gemara logic, that Kozbi was permissible to him? V'chol zeh hu inyan hanal. All of this is directly related to what Rabbeinu Zal describes there in Likut Imran in chapter 12. Shayidei she'oisek batoira she'loi lishmo ad she'nasis loi samoves, that when a person is learning Torah for the wrong reasons and the wrong way, to the point where the Torah becomes a deadly poison for that person, that gives that person a mouth to be able to speak against the Tzadik Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol ze boloi machma shepogam beyichud vezivu koelyoim. And all of this happened to Zimri because he was poigim in the divine union through his learning Torah improperly, to the point where he fell to such a low state of wanting to commit znus with this non-Jewish woman, to the point where he came to commit complete sins, because these two go together, the problems with learning Torah Shebal Peh and Pegam HaBris. And now Rav Nosson Zal adds a little bit of clarity to this. Ki bevadai ein odom noifel bebasachas. Rav Nosson Zal says, you need to know, a person doesn't fall in one shot from being a Nasi of a Shevet in Klal Yisrael to wanting to play with this non-Jewish woman. Bifrat Godol b'Yisrael, especially a giant in the Jewish nation, Shehoya Nasi Beisav, he was a Nasi of a Shevet. Ubevatai nofal b'chol pam letayvazois kashayoda b'nafshay. So therefore, we must know that this was a gradual thing, like the Gemara says. The Yetzirah doesn't come to a person right away and tell him to do a big sin. The Yetzirah goes little by little. So prior to Zimri meeting this woman, he had other issues of Pegama Bris, where the Yetzirah tested him and played with him and caused him to fall. Vezeh hesisoi, as he knew very well. Vezeh hesisoi, and this is what seduced him. Venichnas tino baliboy neged Moshe Rabbeinu, so that a negative feeling entered into his heart against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukemoshe pogam al yedei tavose hara, and just as he was pogam, as a result of his physical desire to go so far down to be with this non-Jewish woman publicly, kein pogam biyoser al yedei gasuse hara. So too, he made things even much worse through his terrible arrogance. Ki im hoya al kol ponim shoyver gasusay v'chachmosay hara, v'yom avatal daito neged Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if Zimri at least would have recognized that he's not doing so great, that he's fallen to a very, very low place, and therefore shouldn't dare to show any arrogance towards Moshe Rabbeinu, try to think he's going to debate with Moshe Rabbeinu, bevadai lo yhoyobo l'nefilo umarida kazois. He never would have come to this kind of thing, to fall so far down, litpois midyonis, ulohavi lefnei Moshe, ulofal pelim avacha, to bring this non-Jewish woman in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and to start debating with Moshe Rabbeinu in halacha. However, these two go together. V'zimri mitoikev ta'avosoi morad neged Moshe, and Zimri, as a result of his powerful desires for sin, ended up rebelling against Moshe Rabbeinu. Ad shenaseloi mehator shebal peh peh ledaber v'limerod neged Moshe, which resulted in his learning of Torah shebal peh becoming giving him fire to speak against Moshe Rabbeinu, v'lafoich divrei lekim chayim, and to turn around the words of the Torah, to mess up the words of the Torah completely, v'loimar zu asura miseris, and to say to Moshe Rabbeinu, this woman, is she permissible or forbidden? V'chein hu b'chol dor v'dor. And Rav Moshe Zal says, this is exactly the situation in all generations, about the people who attacked tzaddikim, the people who speak against tzaddikim. Any questions? We're starting a new week in Sfira Soimer. Today is Choyd Shebigvura. Today is 12 days in the Omer. We should be zeicher to do tshuva for everything we need to do tshuva for. Any limud haTorah that we've done that wasn't the right way, that wasn't for the right reasons, any disrespect to tzaddikim, and any pegama bris. And be zeicher that Hashem should send us Mashiach, which will be the final solution, the real final solution to all the problems of Klal Yisrael and all the problems of the entire world. Amen. Baruch Hashem.
Rabbi, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
We mentioned that the base of Mikdash was the Beis Sheni was destroyed from Sinas Chinam.
Yes.
So sometimes in the Jewish world, you hear this idea that if the destruction of the Jews, the base of Mikdash was destroyed from Sinas Chinam, then we need Avas Chinam. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Although within certain parameters. The term unconditional love is not 100% accurate. There are conditions, you know, in life. There are conditions in Torah, there are conditions in life. And the Torah tells us that there are certain things that we shouldn't love. There are certain things that we stay away from. We don't go into a Reform synagogue. We don't go a Reform temple. We don't go into a conservative, you know, certain things that we distance ourselves from. But in terms of our focus and our prayer, we pray that for people to do tshuva. We don't pray for Hashem to wipe out any Jews. We pray for Hashem that they should all be chozer b'tshuva.
Amen.